This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. In Parkland, it's been a hard week at the end of an impossibly hard year after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. On Thursday, it'll be 1 year. Throughout the week, we're looking at how people are doing. I spoke with parents of survivors about their experiences with prayer and faith. This time last year, Rocio Munoz was teaching catechism classes at Mary Help of Christians Catholic Church in Parkland with her husband and youngest daughter, Lenore. It was something the family enjoyed doing together. But after everything that happened on February 14th, Rocio Munoz says her family decided to take a break from teaching at church. 17 people were killed and 17 more were injured at Lenore's high school.
For me, what I kept thinking was, that could have been my daughter.
Lenore was a senior last year. She's physically okay, but the event has taken an emotional toll on all of them throughout the year. As a mom who works at her church full-time, Rocio felt called to take on another ministry instead. Funerals.
The priests were really busy, so someone had to be with the families, and I needed to be there. I was the first face that they would see. What am I going to do? Just call a priest? Or was I going to be able to help them somehow? And I couldn't get away from it, so I might as well learn how to deal with it.
The first funeral she helped with was for a student a few years younger than her own daughter at Stoneman Douglas, Gina Montalto.
Having been there as a mom, too, I think that we had some kind of trauma bonding. We knew what we were feeling. But of course, my level was never as deep as theirs.
In her personality, she wants to help people out, not just do the paperwork and that transaction. She needs to connect with people.
Rocio's husband, Roberto Munoz.
So when you connect with someone who's in grief, you need to do it carefully so that you don't absorb the grief from them.
That's something Rocio learned in the classes she took on bereavement from the Archdiocese of Miami. The class started with a book.
It's called Stuck for Words, because that's how you feel at those times. That was the most helpful thing, is if you think that you must say something, don't. Letting people grieve their own way and giving them that space of not judgment, of peace.
Since that class, Rocio Munoz has helped with more than 30 funerals.
I let them talk to me about their loved one. And I basically do the notes for the priest. And I also help them go through the different readings, the options of the readings that they have, so they can plan a beautiful ceremony.
After the shooting, the church was not a comfort for their daughter, Lenore. She's been open with her parents that she's angry with God. Rocio says that's okay with her.
You're angry with him? Yes, go and complain and tell him. Tell him that. Just keep that relationship going, even if it's fighting.
She says that's what she's had to do with her own connection to God.
I think that I have distanced myself at some points. I can notice it. When I am more anxious, I know that I am not as close. I am forgetting to pray, and I have to make a true effort, a conscious effort to pray. It doesn't come as natural.
When she started to question why bad things happen,
I started seeing God as the best psychologist ever. That's when I started thinking about the cross. I had never before thought about what the meaning of the cross was. Then I realized that Jesus tells us, pick up your cross and follow me. He doesn't say, forget about the cross, avoid the cross, pretend it's not there. He says, pick it up.
About a minute down the road from Mary Help of Christians, another place of worship in Parkland is still a refuge for students and families a year after the tragedy. On February 14th, Jewish students from Stoneman Douglas evacuated to Congregation Kol Tikva. Ellen Fox Snyder's daughter, Zoe, was one of them.
She was walking with her friends and she said, I'm walking to the temple. You know, she could have walked to the city hall or the library here, but that's not what she knows. This is her second home.
Zoe is back at Stoneman Douglas now. She's a junior this year. Her mom says she doesn't like to talk about what happened, but she's stayed active in Kol Tikva's youth group and has been advocating for common sense gun legislation with her mom and rabbi.
the first thing we did as a congregation, Rabbi and I and a few other adults and a busload of teens went up to Tallahassee a week after. And it was really a very Jewish thing to do.
What does that mean?
We do not stand idly by while our neighbor bleeds.
Four of the victims from the shooting were connected to Kol Tikva. Rabbi Brad Boxman says the hardest part of the past year has been meeting people who are coping where they're at.
We're not through till we're all through, and I mean through the Valley of the Shadow.
The Valley of the Shadow is from the 23rd Psalm. It's a traditional prayer for Jewish funerals and memorial services.
And that we're not going to leave anybody behind. It certainly has tested me to think through more of my thoughts about theology and all of that, but I think we're still living in the shadow.
Getting out of the Valley of the Shadow is what Fox Snyder has tried to do ever since her daughter survived last February 14th. She's a licensed mental health counselor and helped bring skills for dealing with stress and trauma to Kol Tikva.
Breathing techniques, meditation, mindfulness, you know, a lot of the popular tag words, but the power of the group is very effective in really helping people work on their own issues. In the process, I'm healing myself as well.
And members at Kol Tikva have also tried to help another synagogue in pain after gun violence. The congregation made thousands of bracelets for the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where 11 people were killed during a Saturday morning service last October. There's a card that comes with the bracelets.
From Parkland to Pittsburgh, with love, we stand in unity with you. You're not alone, we're with you. One of the things that I take away from this year is that it's our obligation as human beings to feel another's pain and to reach out of our own sense of loss and sorrow to find a sense of solidarity.
On Thursday, Congregation Kol Tikva will be part of an interfaith vigil. Mary Help of Christians Catholic Church is hosting a quiet adoration hour. I'm Katie Switalski in Parkland.